Good morning from a plumbing bright and sunny Derby silk mill this morning. I'm with Matthew Taylor. Good morning.
Hi.
Fab talk. Really, really enjoyed it. I felt like my internal dialogue was speaking for me. I wanted to ask you a question, and just that was going through my mind, is how do we readdress the word disrupt for politicians and local MPs? Because they're scared to death, I think, of innovation and who the people are that get to innovate. To the point that I've moved city because I didn't feel like I was empowered because of my disruptive nature. I'm very much a connector and a disruptor. How do we approach that? How do we re-engineer the word so it's less scary?
You know, I've got a very strong view on that. I think we mustn't sell disruption, don't sell innovation. Just get people to understand that the current system doesn't work.
Okay.
You know, because people will talk about this stuff, but as long as they think that the old ways of doing things work, as long as they think that the kind of notion of policy pulling levers, of kind of a kind of paternalistic view of how you make change happen, you do it to people, you know, wise politicians and wise managers make change and then they impose it. As long as people hold on to the notion that works, they'll kind of condescend to you and they'll say, oh yeah, a bit of disruption, innovation, yeah, we love that, but they won't actually change what they're doing. The only thing that changes people in the end is, this is the same personal behaviour, by the way, what changes in the end is it just runs out of road. You just think it doesn't work anymore. Right. It's just not happening, and then that's the point at which you change. So, you know, the question is this, how much failure does it have to be before our political class in particular realise that the old ways don't work?
Well, I think another thing that springs to mind while we're just talking is that I think that one of the core components we need to look at is apathy. I think, why is there such an why do we create so much apathy out there in the world? You know, how do we enable people to have a voice and not feel that they're going to be disregarded because they have an opinion that other people don't like? I personally come from a background where being open and disruptive has made me a lot of enemies. But they've then seen the results of what I'm trying to achieve. For instance, unemployment. You know, I believe that we can radically, using the technologies that we've got, re-engineer the behaviours that people have regards employment. And I believe Derby's ready for the new set of inventors. Yeah. So I guess, how do we start? Where's the starting point here?
So I think when people talk apathy... Often they talk about apathy because there are a set of things they think that people should do, which they value, but they may not be the things that people themselves value. So you have to start from people's sense of efficacy. I mean, I gave the example in my speech of the mayor of Oklahoma, who started with asking people to help him lose weight.
Brilliant.
And people said, oh, great, that's a good thing to do. We'll help the fat mayor get...
Because they could relate to it.
And they had a sense of efficacy.
Right.
I remember years and years ago, a school head teacher telling me that he'd organised on the Tuesday night at the school an event to explain the curriculum to the parents, and nobody turned up. And then 2 days later, the Parents Association organised an international evening, asked parents to bring along their national dish. And about 100 parents came along because they'd been asked to give something, asked to do something which they felt they could do, and they didn't feel they're going to be sitting in rows being talked at. So I think apathy, generally speaking, we think apathy is a problem about the people who are apathetic. It's generally speaking about a problem about what it is we ask people to do.
Right.
And our inability to start with people's own sense of what matters to them, what they care about, and their own sense of efficacy. I'm going to have to go back in.
Sure. No, right? Matthew, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Cheers. Thank you.